the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Thanks for having me in the living room this week. I do appreciate it, as always. I am in the chat. Myself and Big Tone are in the chat, so hopefully Big Tone will be joining me in just a few minutes. As I switch chairs with my illustrious number one son, Hunter, who may or may not make an appearance tonight. Don't know for sure. He's playing his new Xbox One, so we'll see what he does. He might want to jump in some of these conversations we have. the number for you guys to call into the show is 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606 is the number for you guys to call into the show. 706-993-4606 is the number. can you guys hear me okay? I'm sure you guys are hearing me just fine. Just let me know in the chat if you guys can hear me okay. But Tom, just let me know in the chat if you can hear me. Getting some type of weird reverb in my headset, so just let me know if you hear me okay. Okay. Things we've been going over the show on this evening. We're going to be talking about a little bit of WWE Payback. We're going to be talking about Rollins versus Orton versus Reigns versus Ambrose. My issue with this particular match, as I start off the show, why is Orton in this match? Can we, like, not literally hit him with a car, but come up with some type of way to get rid of Orton out of this match and let this be a Shield match? It would make Payback so much more important if this was a Shield matchup. I really think it would make Payback that much more important. Let's head on to line number one. Big Tone, how you doing, man?
Reach for the sky, boys.
All right. You guys can do the same thing Big Tone just did. 706-993-4606 is the number for you guys to call in. Big Tone, I was just asking, Payback, your main event's going to be Fatal 4-Way, Rollins versus Orton versus Reigns versus Ambrose. Why the hell is Orton in this match? Can we, like, not literally hit him with a car, but can we do something to get Orton out this match so we can make this a Shield trilogy match?
That's what they want to do, but with right now, with nobody else to, they're trying to build him up. And we go, every match he's had, he's looked weak in it. So they're trying to build him up, so they put all four of them in there. It should be a Shield match. That's what I think, personally.
Yes, sir.
But they want to put him in there to make him look good.
Man. And see, now it gets you kind of thinking a little bit. Ambrose is in this thing, so he can be the jobber and get pinned by Seth, so Seth goes on to the title.
I think that's what they're going to do. But another thing is, the rumor is that they're trying to put them back together again. Like I was talking to you the other day about. That wouldn't make any sense.
No, it wouldn't. Particularly when they're going through different stages of their career right now.
Exactly. Now, why would they put the Shield back together when they're trying to make Roman Reigns the face? They've got Dean Ambrose playing the wild man, and they've got Seth as the weak champion.
So true.
But, or you could spin it. You could spin it. And modern day Four Horsemen. If you really look at it, what did Flair do? He had Anderson and Blanchard to watch his back, or he had Barry Windham and Sid.
Right.
Think about it. If they did it right, they could pull that off. But right now, no, it's done.
Well, we'll see what happens in the coming weeks, coming months. Like I say, this could be If you get rid of Orton, this could make Payback worth watching. It can make your $9.99 shred so
yeah.
far.
But it's a fatal four way. See, this one makes no sense. It's a fatal four way. If they had it a four corner match, but whoever loses, whoever gets pinned first, is out the match.
Yep.
Now
yep.
that would make more sense.
Yeah. It would.
Not a fatal four way, and whoever wins, whoever pins whoever, gets the title. No. You get in a fatal four-way. You put them in a four-corner match, winner take all.
Right.
You pin them, whoever gets pinned, backstage.
And
it just windows down like that.
I'm going to skip around just a second, as I normally always do when I have something on my mind. These contract signing attacks, it's so old hat. Why is it still being done, do you think?
Because they have nothing else better to do. You want me to be, I'll be real with you. Because they're stupid. Because they know if they go out there and do a regular signing, what kind of drama is that?
Right.
So they got to put it in there and make it look good. Right. Stupid as hell, but they got to make it look good.
Right. We got me, you, Mr. X and Pastor Sadez in the chat. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing tonight? I know Pastor Sadell. I didn't know he was really that much into the St. Louis Rams. We talked about a month ago, and he really is a huge St. Louis Rams fan.
He's a diehard fan. He was talking trash about me about the Niners the other day. Yeah, he's a diehard fan.
Ah, man. I do like some of that talent that they have. That draft pick was kind of, iffy. But I do love Tavon Austin. So hopefully
I can't front on St. Louis. They got their defense last year was something serious, and what they did this year, what they did in the draft to boost it up was cool. To me, I personally think they should have went out and got a quarterback just to back up Austin just in case.
Right.
That's just me.
Right.
Now that and they got an extra running back, and they'd be all right. Mm-hmm. I'll give them that.
Yeah. We'll see what they do. Luke Harper and Eric Rowan teased that we might get the Wyatt family back.
See it after.
Isn't that funny?
What else they got to do for him?
It's really, really, particularly Eric Rowan.
What are they going to do?
particularly Eric Rowan. Oh, my goodness. It's kind of funny that you may see the Shield come back, if rumors hold true, which I don't think it would. But around the
same...
Make
sense. No, I just still don't understand why would they do that. That wouldn't make any fucking sense.
I know.
For what?
For what? If you brought the Shield back together, who are they taking down? Are they going to take
nobody,
down... Are they going to take down a Sheamus run authority?
For what?
There's nothing left to do.
For what?
There's nothing left to do.
That would make no damn sense.
None. So I think that...
I know, even though we are talking about the WWE, they do come up with some stupid ass shit.
They do.
But that wouldn't make any...
They do. I think it's safe to assume that WWE can almost be the king of the swerve. Almost. Not quite, but almost.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Almost. But.
Yeah. They can almost do some things. Nobody saw Rollins winning at Mania. So
no, nobody. I didn't even think about. I didn't even think about that. I thought they were going to wait until like SummerSlam to let him drop that. I didn't think he was going to be able to pull it off that time.
Mm-hmm.
But they needed to do something because your boy wasn't getting over. So what else they going to do?
Yeah. Let's go on to the John Cena. I love this match. John Cena versus Sami Zayn on Raw. I love that match.
That was damn good. I can't front. Sami Zayn showed his ass.
Yeah, he did.
He showed he can get up there with the big boys and run with them.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves a spot up there.
Yeah.
Right now, with the landscape, the way it looks like right now, Sami Zayn, and with Neville already up there showing his ass the way he do,
mm-hmm.
and they put Sami Zayn up there after he makes sure his shoulder's not destroyed, he could be, that would be lovely.
I'm thinking that you're going to get Zayn losing to Owens at TakeOver, maybe one more time after that, and then you'll see Zayn on that main roster. Now, here's my point, and the reason why I say one more time is because it was already reported this week that Jim Ross and Samoa Joe was backstage in NXT.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And
but the thing is with this, I'll get into the New Day in a minute.
Okay, I just thought that it was kind of interesting. Let's head on to line number two. Caller in the 504. Speak up, Holly, if you hear me.
Come on, you know who.
What's
it is.
What's up, man? What's going on, dude?
What's good, my dude?
Chilling, man. Chilling. Just trying to make sense of what the WWE is doing nowadays. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Should I let people know who I am?
Go ahead. Do your thing.
My name is Rex.
The Rex Experience. What's up, my boy?
What's up? That's all you need to know.
I like how you said that. My name is Rex. Nothing else you need to know. Nothing else you need to know. Now I know they were talking about somewhere June, July. You may see Samoa Joe come in. Is it too late at that point?
Yes, they put him in there now. I say, you know what? I say give him a month down in NXT, a month and a half, then bring him up.
Right.
Because they can interject him into the main roster now.
Couldn't you do some things with him down in NXT too? Maybe get the rust off, maybe with somebody like a Rhino?
Yeah, put him in there with Kevin Steen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about Joe, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
He needs at least a few matches in NXT. Like, there's no way you can just drop him on the main roster.
Right. And what I'm about to say, I know AA is going to kill me, but I'm going to say it anyway. Alex Riley sucks. He sucks. He sucks. He sucks. That man has no business near a wrestling ring whatsoever.
Oh, you ain't gonna see Alex Riley for a while. He just had knee reconstruction. He's done for a while.
Good.
Yeah,
On
top of that, Alex Riley's hurt, and he, like what Will said, he has no business even having his name on a contract.
Mm-mm.
I agree.
I thought,
you know what I'm saying, Will? Alex Riley has no business with his name on a contract. I'm like, damn, my name is more deserving to be on the creative contract than that motherfucker.
I thought that they did the right thing when they put him on commentary. Uh-oh, we got nobody in the chat. Nobody, what's up, man? But I thought they did the right thing when they put him on commentary. If you're going to keep him.
Yeah.
Leave him on commentary.
Put him on commentary. And I thought he was doing a decent job on commentary. But he just sucks as a wrestler. I'll do my NXT blog from time to time. Athlete Inquirer. Sports Texas Radio. Check it out on the group page on Facebook. And I say it on all my blogs that on every show that Alex Riley is on, he's terrible. And I don't want to see him. And I'm not trying to wish the brother ill will when I say this. Heal up, get better, go back to commentary.
That's what he needs to do. Because he sucks in the... When he first came out with The Miz, when he was in NXT Tough Enough, I'll give you that. But other than that, he was garbage.
Yeah. Well, now let me ask you this. Can NXT survive without Sami Zayn?
Yes. Yeah,
yes.
Again,
oh, yeah,
because you got my boy coming in right now. You got my boy, UHA Nation.
Oh, yeah. And I heard the reason why he wasn't announced is because they don't know if that's the name they're going to go with or not.
They don't know what to call him.
Mm-mm.
They don't know what to call him.
That man can
As long as they don't do him like they did Big E when he first came out.
Right.
No. I'm going to be... so livid over that shit. On the second episode of the Rexplex, I said UHA Nation could be the WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
And I agree.
He's got the skills. He's got the skills.
Yeah, he's got them. Mm-hmm. He's got them. Yeah. So if they do him, if they do him like they did Big E, that's going to. And come on now, that would do him no justice. He's got the skills. He's got the mic skills. He needs to go out there and just show his ass.
Yep. Exactly.
And I mean, I did. I mean, this was like the second episode of the Rex Flex. I said a proper black champion, like a real who represents. And I mean, my co-host had to get that out of me, but UHA Nation could beat that dude.
He can, and the thing that makes him, that sets him apart a little bit. It's not just his skill in the ring, because if you look up and down that roster at the African American contingent, if I may say it that way, most of us have that skill in the ring, but we all know it's more than just that. You gotta be able to talk, you gotta be entertaining. And
UHA can do it.
And he can do it. He can do it. He has it.
Is, I know UHA. He's funny as hell, man. Yeah. He can talk his ass off.
He's not corny, he's not bland, and he can go in the ring. And that is what can put him over and put him in that title contention.
I think if Triple H, I don't mean to interrupt, but if Triple H let the man do what he do, and this has nothing to do with Vince, uh-huh. If Triple H lets him go, and he's like, okay, show me what you got. And we all know he can get in the ring and he can bust that ass.
Yeah,
we know he can get
that. By that, you mean like he can do like a warrior slam and then do a shooting star press.
That's amazing.
Right after.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. That's his thing.
That's amazing. For a man his size to do that stuff, that's amazing.
You've seen that shit though, right, Will?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why UHA is my boy.
Pastor Sadell just said, so can Riley at least get an A for his theme?
No, he can't even get that.
He can't even get that, dog.
No, he can't even get a pound from Steve.
he can't even get a hashtag for Twitter. He just sucks.
He can't
man.
Even get a half a hashtag.
No, he sucks, man. Let's move on now. CNN and Rusev, what was it wrong for Cena to once again? I think it's the second time he's done it. Say I quit the Rusev. Was it a bad thing?
Terrible.
Wait, he said I quit in the promo?
Mm-mm. I think it was SmackDown.
Oh, yeah, it was SmackDown. Mm-hmm. I'm watching it right now.
Was that something on SmackDown that I didn't see?
It was on SmackDown. And no, I don't think Joe will go to straight to the roster. I think they're going to get out.
No.
Yeah, they're
going to play. I think, like I said, they let Joe go down there and be an NXT for about a month and a half. Let him get the rust off and get him into shape. Get him a little bit into shape like he was. Then put him up top.
And like I told him, you know, I had no problem with Joe. My thing with Joe, and I've said this over the years, if you listen to this show, take a year off. Rededicate yourself to the sport. Get yourself back in shape. Get yourself to that point where you were the man in TNA.
And ROH.
And ROH.
Yeah. No, my bad. Will, I thought you were saying at first, I thought you were saying they should just throw Joe on the main roster.
Mm-mm.
No.
You can't do that.
Okay, so we all agree that Joe needs some time in NXT to make sure he gets the style down and everything, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. He's got to knock the ring rust off.
Heck yeah. And I think Rhino would be perfect. I really do.
Yeah, if you could, Rhino would be perfect for Joe.
Mm-hmm.
No question.
I think it would be a perfect opportunity for him to get ready and move it to that main roster. Can we sort of kind of see what they did back in 99 with Mankind and The Rock? What Cena and Rusev with the little pipe, then I quit.
Yeah. That was Mankind and Rock at what? 99's, Royal Rumble, wasn't it?
Yeah, Royal Rumble, yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I could see it like that, but the thing is, the shenanigans that happened in that one was good. This one right now would be stupid.
Yeah. See, and we talked about it a little bit last week when we had Tony C on the line. The thing with this, Rusev will lose everything.
Quick, fast,
and in a hurry. Lana will be gone. The U.S. title will be gone. He'll be on the bottom rung. If he loses this match, and we all believe he will, would he have at least halfway of some type of opportunity, like Sandow did, to come back? It was Royal Rumble 99, I think, Pastor Del. Would he have some type of chance to come back? At least Sandow did a little something before he died.
They just have to figure out who to do it with.
Yeah.
I can see him coming back, but with who, though?
Yeah.
I mean, Barrett's going to get hurt before long. We know that's coming.
Yeah, that's not even part of the
We know that's coming.
It's just happening. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's a guarantee.
Yeah.
Him and Ryberg, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't actually think that would be any
bad.
Good.
But you don't think it would?
It all depends on what the situation they put it, the storyline they put in there, though.
Right.
No, but like what Will said though, what is Rusev going to do with no Lana, no feud, just lost to John Cena?
That's true.
How is he going to be viable?
And see, if you go by what Cena said this would be either way, this is going to be the last time we fight.
Yeah. He declared that this would be the final clash between Cena and Rusev. Just like Rock.
They got to figure out something to do with
him. Pastor Zidell just said the surprise would be if Cena says, "I quit." No one would expect that, but it would be the perfect time to do it. You know what? If that happened, I would laugh so damn hard.
Oh, Surfer would. The old Surfer would have a blast.
I say why? Because Surfer would cry. Why would you laugh?
I would laugh.
You think Surfer cry?
I would laugh because you don't expect it. Cena's like a god in I Quit matches, and if he loses that match, all the little kids would be upset. Surfer would be upset. But I'll be laughing because Tony C will be laughing.
Of course Tony C will be laughing. I'll be laughing.
Oh, I'll be on the floor rolling. I'll be sitting here crying.
It will be hilarious.
You know, Cena actually tapped out to Chris Benoit.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I remember
he
that.
He tapped out to him twice.
That did happen.
Mm-hmm. Man,
but he's never said I quit. But he has tapped out to the crossface.
Yeah.
Oh, don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
Well, but that guy doesn't count. He doesn't exist. He never happened.
Oh yeah, that's true. That never happened.
Yeah. Oh, Pastor Joe just said again. And how many times did Randy and Cena say this is our last match?
He's got a point. He does have a point.
They said it a bunch of times. Is this going to be the pay-per-view that Daniel Bryan vacates the IC title?
I think he's going to do it before they go. I think he's going to do it before he goes Tough Enough.
Man,
that's what I was
right now.
Because Bryan's actually advertised for a show here in July.
He is.
Yeah, as the Intercontinental Champion. So.
Well, okay, but everybody seems to the report
like
saying everybody's saying that he's hurt. His neck is not getting better, and they're going to keep it. They're keeping him. That's why they're keeping him off TV and they're protecting him. But if they're going to do that, they might as well just go ahead and take the belt from him through the medical reasons.
Right.
But like we said the other day, though, if they do that, the IWO is going to have a fucking fit.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That means two times he's been stripped of a title.
For the same thing.
For the same thing.
At the same time of the year.
You're right.
2 years in a row. He won the title. Take the title from him. He's hurt. He won the title. Take the title from him. He's hurt.
You are absolutely right. I didn't even think about that. Oh.
How do you not think about that shit, Will?
I was thinking that today, well, actually on the 9th, today was the day that Jerry Lawler beat Kurt Hennig for the AWA title.
Yeah.
That was some good stuff back in the day. Back in 88. Some good stuff. Damn good stuff. How do y'all think Roman Reigns is going to turn out after the end of this thing?
Jesus.
I got to ask, because I know...
Man, I just hope Roman finds his place.
Yeah.
What I mean? I just hope he finds his place.
Let me ask this. If Daniel Bryan concedes the IC title, do you see Roman Reigns stepping in and taking that thing? Or be in the, at least in the forefront for it?
Okay. I could see him in the forefront on it. But if they put it on him, who's he going to go against?
Well, it'll probably be a tournament style format. And you can,
yeah, I do the tournament like they did
King of Ring.
Yeah. No, it's gotta be more, it's gotta be at least 10, it's gotta be more about 10, about 10 to 18 people to do it.
Because
when they did the King of the Ring, I'm stupid.
Yeah. We didn't even see half of it.
And they gotta, if they do it, they have to have these, and they have to have an all amps back up.
Right.
If they want to do the tournament. I think that's the way they do it.
They didn't even do King of the Ring right.
Nah. They didn't. But I don't have an issue with Barrett. I didn't have a problem with Barrett winning.
No, I have no problem with Barrett winning, but they didn't do it right.
The format, they had it on what? They had it on the network instead of having it on Raw and SmackDown. They should have done it that way.
Mm-hmm.
It should have been one or the other.
Yeah.
It should have been, should have had the full contest in 2 hours on the network instead of having part of it be on Raw. I understand the enticing part of putting... qualifying matches on Raw,
right?
But what you should have done is advertise it on Raw and done the full show on the network within 2 hours, because that can be done, especially with the times of the matches they had. They should have just gone with that in that direction, but they didn't.
And you could have seen everyone if it was formatted like that.
Exactly. That's why King of the Ring used to mean something.
Right.
Because you would get Bret Hart versus Mr. Perfect. You would get Bam Bam Bigelow versus Doink the Clown.
Yeah, some good ones like that.
But it would all lead up to something important over the course of three matches.
For the
one particular individual that would win the King of the Ring. It actually meant something.
Right. Let me ask you this, while you're on King of Ring. In your guys' opinion, who's the best King of Ring?
That's hard to say.
Bret Hart.
That is hard to say.
Yeah, it really
Bret
is.
Bret Hart.
As the King of the Ring?
Why'd you pick Bret?
Yeah, he's the best of them all.
Why'd you pick Bret? Why'd you pick Bret, Rex?
He won twice.
He did win twice.
He won twice.
Mm-hmm. He did win
and
twice.
And I used to like Bret Hart when I was a kid. I kind of modeled some of my style after him. But you got to think about it. You got to consider Austin.
Yep.
That made Stone Cold.
It did. It really did. Austin 316 came from King of the Ring.
Oh, that shot him up. That launched him right there.
Mm-hmm. But some of the King of the Ring winners made sense, but others didn't make sense. See, I never thought, even though he won it twice, and I was a Bret Hart fan too when I was younger, I never really thought it made sense for him to win King of the Ring. I sort of kind of thought that at the time, Bret was a little bit more above it. I understand why he won it, but I thought he was a little bit above that stature, that point. But other guys...
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Will.
But other guys, it made sense. Owen Hart, it made perfect sense for Owen Hart to win King of the Ring.
Owen.
Yeah. Perfect sense. And to this day, some people are still saying that Owen Hart was a better athlete than Bret, and I'm sort of kind of starting to agree with them.
I agree with him. I agree with that when they were back in Calgary. You could see it. You could see that you put both of them back to, side by side when they wrestled up in Calgary. You could see that Owen did a hell of a lot better than Bret did before he went overseas.
Right.
But the thing about Bret is, the thing about Bret, the difference between Bret and Owen is, Owen went over to Japan. Bret never did.
That's true.
That's why he's so better. Bret never went to, he never went and wrestled in Japan for, he probably went over there for like a three, four, five dates. Owen was over there for a couple of years.
I always thought that Owen was the better athlete, but Bret was the better wrestler.
Yeah, see, this is actually something that I've never said on my show. I've never said on your show, and damn, I've been calling your show for how long? Forever, but this is something that I thought the night Owen died.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, he was going to be a main eventer.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was gearing up for him to be doing have the title.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to get, after, I think, if I remember right, after that Over the Edge match at SummerSlam or that Survivor Series, he was going to get the title. He had the shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I felt. I felt like at that time, I definitely felt like Owen was the one to be the heel with the belt.
Right.
And then, boom, he's gone.
Yeah. That was kind of sad. But a lot of guys, it made sense. Other guys, it didn't. Like I said, Wade Barrett made perfect sense for Wade Barrett to be King of Ring. Hell, King Barrett is better than Wade Barrett before you start coming back with the Bad News gimmick.
Yeah. Michael.
When he came out with that Bad
News. I don't know. There was some points of the Bad News gimmick that was all right, but that it was driven completely into the ground.
Think so? You think they ran with it a little too long?
I think they ran with it too long. Yeah, definitely. The Bad News. But, yeah, but...
Now, Pastor Silver said... Go ahead, Beto.
Okay, with Barrett, everybody knows he's accident prone.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, with the next couple months, he's going to be out with an injury.
We know that. It's going to happen.
It's like clock.
It's going to happen.
Now, with him as King of the Ring, and if you look at it, when Sheamus was King of the Ring, his butt was a chicken shit. He got hurt, too.
You ain't lying.
That's the truth.
Now, why would they put King of the Ring on two, and I have to say this, two of the most accident-prone motherfuckers in the damn Federation? I don't understand that. Now, personally, I thought Neville should have did it. I mean, I don't have no problem with Barrett winning, but I personally wanted Neville to do it because he's an up-and-comer, and he's showing his ass. He's got the athleticism, and he can speak if they let him.
I think, in theory, you're correct. I think King of the Ring is for somebody who needs that push.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
So, in theory, that's
correct. Why you would think Neville should win. Like, I mean, that's how I felt.
If you're going to put it on somebody, you're going to put it on a rookie, use it to build him up. 614, speak up, Holly, if you hear me.
Brian here. What's up, fellas?
What's up, man? What's going on with you, Mom?
What's up?
Just sitting here listening to y'all talk a little King in the Ring. How y'all doing tonight?
All right. Me and Brian will be going at it tomorrow when his Cavs go against my Bulls at 5 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, that's going to be that's going to be lovely. What's up with Gasol? I heard Gasol, pulled a hammy or something.
He pulled his hamstring, too, and he's questionable going into tomorrow.
But you ain't really got to worry about him because you got Noah down there. So
it doesn't make a difference. Either one of them down there, they can't stop them.
And then you go, and if that happens, if you want to go, if you still want to go big, you got Gasol. If you want to go small but get more skill, you can bring Milicic off the bench in that spot. So that was a good thing.
We're going to miss Gasol's shooting. Gasol was on fire in that game one. Noah's not the greatest shooter.
No.
He's like a Rodman.
Yeah. He's more of a defense rebounding
guy. If they use him like Rodman, then ain't nobody get him.
I think you're going to see, if you don't see Taj Gibson, you'll see Milicic in there for his offense. You'll probably see him at the four spot, and you'll see Noah at the five, and you take it from there. That's what I think they'll do. Milicic showing at that four he can be productive. He can't be productive at the three, but at that four he's been real productive this year. So I think that's what you'll see that happens. Brian, what are you thinking about Payback?
I think it's kind of a throw-in pay-per-view, like you guys were talking earlier, like Orton getting involved. I think they're just trying to make some things happen.
Right.
I'm hoping Money in the Bank's going to be good. I plan on going to that.
Okay.
So that I just see like this last pay per view surprised me though. I thought it was a really good pay per view, and I thought it was going to be a throwaway too. So we got to keep our hopes up and hope they give us something good.
I hope so. Let me
throw this out here for you guys for a minute.
Okay.
We got the Fatal 4-Way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We know Roman's not ready yet.
Not yet.
Seth is, how should I put this, weak as hell.
Mm-hmm.
That's champ. He's weak.
Mm-hmm.
Dean is on another level. I think we should put the Intercontinental Championship on him. Just for hypothetical speaking, say Randy wins it, and we know Brock's coming back within the next month and a half.
Uh-huh.
Would you guys want to see Brock and Randy go at it?
I'm on the fence.
And the only reason why I'm on the fence is because Brock's a jit. And I don't know if, and I'm not trying to take anything away from Orton because I know he's second generation, but Brock's a legit badass. And I gotta say no.
It's interesting though, because I've never even thought of that match happening, but they could have a match.
Yeah.
I mean, they both can go.
Mm-hmm.
See, why I say that is because, like I said, we go way down the line. I have a feeling by SummerSlam or the Rumble, you'll see the belt on Roman. Okay? And this is, I'm just sitting here shooting a ballpark at it because I've been thinking about it for the last couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Randy does win this match, he does win this, it's mm-hmm. hypothetical speaking now.
Mm-hmm.
If Randy, I'm going to book this out. If Randy does win this,
mm-hmm.
okay, you know him and Seth are going to go back at it because they can't stand each other.
Right.
Okay. Now, Reigns has got to come back in and make himself look good because he lost at Mania. And he lost here. This is going to be his second World Heavyweight title match, and he'll lose both of them. Okay, if you think about it that way. And you know they don't like each other anyway from the last couple weeks.
Right.
So you've got a feud right there. Dean is the wild card.
Yep.
Okay? Dean hates both Randy Orton and Seth L. He hates both Seth and Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's always said that Roman's his boy, and he's going to take care of him. No, that's cool. Now, what would you do if that does happen, and they decide to give the shot to Dean against Randy Orton?
You're talking for the heavyweight title?
Yes.
Ooh.
Before Brock even comes back. Because you know Brock's not going to be back until SummerSlam, and there's one in between now and SummerSlam.
Right.
So that one pay-per-view, Dean gets the shot at Randy before Brock comes back.
It would make the most sense for Orton to have the belt if Brock's going to take it off somebody. I don't see any of them other guys being legit contenders to have a match with Brock, honestly. Dean Ambrose. Go ahead.
Same thing with me. I'm to the point where I'm sort of kind of tired of Randy Orton. At least him being
champion. Oh, we all are. Yeah. We all are, but he makes the most sense.
At least with him being a champion, he doesn't
watch need, again.
He doesn't need to be hypothetical, of course. He doesn't need to be a champion at all. He's more than way over with just his RKO alone. I'd love to see Dean get the shot. My only problem, well, you groom Seth Rollins, fine, okay. I've always said Seth is the best wrestler of the three Shield guys. But you
we all know Dean's taking the pin.
Oh yeah, we all know that. We all know that.
We all know Dean's taking the fall.
Mm-hmm. That's why he's in
the match. Of course, yeah, we know that. That's a given.
Yeah, that's why he's in
the match. That's a given.
Yeah, that's a given.
But him being in the match makes the match better, but we all know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dean's going to be there for the fall.
Exactly. He's going to be right there for the fall.
You know, but who's going to, well, no, it's going to, Seth is going to do it. We know that.
Yeah, it's going to be Seth.
No, it's going to be Spear, RKO.
And maybe the curb stomp.
No more. No, there's no more curb stomp.
Oh yeah.
I thought they brought that back now. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. After all the with all the lawsuits and stuff, they just put it on hold. But it's not gone away completely.
Okay.
It's on hold until after these lawsuits have been settled out. But I think he'll pull it out either that or he'll do one of his famous moves from ROH to finish it off.
He'll
say the curb stomp coming. When is the lawsuit? When's the lawsuit?
The grounded super kick. But yeah. I don't think that's a good finish, though. Especially, I mean,
when you're talking about the lawsuit, what's the lawsuit? I'm kind of big. Is this the Billy Jack Haynes one? The concussion
yeah.
one?
Yeah. The concussion one.
Yeah. It's all the concussion lawsuits. Man, you know how easy it is to sell that move?
Yeah.
It is so easy to sell a move like that.
I think it's kind of bogus because these power drivers that you see out there, Billy Jack Haynes has never said anything before. Now all of a sudden the curb stomp comes into play. Now you're suing?
No, this lawsuit, he's been suing for a while because, I don't know. It's the same guy that won for the NFL player, the attorney. The same team is representing these guys.
Okay.
So they have legit attorneys. I mean, they beat the NFL. So, I mean, I don't know who's all on board with Billy Jack, but I know he's supposedly got quite a few guys that are. But I think, I don't see how they could say that he got concussions. He was in USWA. He was in Portland. Mm-hmm, he was in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He's been WWE exactly for 2 months. 2 years.
Shit, though. I mean, the people that Billy Jack Haynes has with him doesn't mean shit. He has some, washed up dudes. He has some people who were in developmental. He has, I don't want to say names. I mean, he has people who wrestled for WWE for 2 years and wrestled independent for 10 and are trying to blame WWE for their head being fucked up.
And they weren't in WWE the whole time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let me head on the line before. We got Surfer calling in. Let me get up my man, Surfer. Surfer, what's up, man?
What's up?
What's going on?
Yo, what's good, Surfer?
Appreciate you calling in. Appreciate you calling in, dude. Tony C just messaged me on chat, and he in the Skype chat, and he's getting on me because I've been over 40 minutes and no New Day talk. So let me switch gears.
I told you I'm going to get a New Day. We're 15 minutes away from a New Day.
Killed it this week.
So let me.
New Day killed it this week. There you go, Tony C. Tony C, you want to know what I. New Day killed it this week.
That's what you should do. At midnight every week on your show, you do New Day talk.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Russell Collin Show version of the New Day Hour. But for real, first of all, I don't think the New Day knows.
Kofi was high flying, Xavier could talk, and Biggie was strong. New Day.
Man, I don't think it's right or fair that Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston have to pick up Biggie to celebrate. I mean, that's just
I know that's bullshit.
I know that's a big fucking dude.
That's a big dude.
They already worked the match.
Yeah. And you got to pick
and they
him
tired,
up.
And they got to pick his big ass up. Come on
now. That's a big dead weight motherfucker, too. He's huge.
He is.
That big titty motherfucker.
Let me ask you guys a question. Let me ask you guys about New Day. Do they know they're a heel tag team? I don't think they know.
Yeah, they know.
Oh, you think they know?
Yeah, I mean,
because you have had some teams in tag team history that's walked around oblivious to what their role is.
No.
They know their role.
They cheated.
They're totally in touch with congruency right now. That's why they're on point. That's why they're hitting the sweet spot. That's what you got to know as a heel.
Yeah,
you have to know. Like, if you notice, it's the little nuances. Like when Kofi clapped his hands and screamed out "New Day," and the crowd said, "Screamed out sucks," and Kofi kind of did his thing like he was surprised and shocked, and that's why I think it could be refreshing because to see somebody like Kofi as a heel.
Let me ask you guys this, because I caught healing the Cody Kayfabe group on Facebook. Everybody here agreed that it was a good move to have them beat Kid and Cesaro.
Sure, why not? Who else is it going to beat?
It was okay. Because like we said earlier, only reason why Cesaro and Kid had the belts was for what?
Usos got hurt.
Because him and Natty, she wasn't sucking his dick and they were acting stupid. And they said, okay, let's put the belts on them so they can get motherfuckers. They can get raised.
Jesus.
I don't remember that storyline.
I don't either.
Remember why they won the titles? Because Natty came out and she jumped in the middle of the ring and she started sucking his dick and they were like, give him the belt.
Pretty much.
Oh my goodness.
I will say I do like Natty with the ballet role. I think she was playing that pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. She'd be coming out there looking like she can get it by anybody right now.
Oh yeah. If you're gonna,
and she had that crowd. She had the Chicago crowd going too.
She did.
And that's hard to do.
She did. And if you're not gonna have her be the Diva champion, then hey, that'll get some shine somewhere else.
That's what she's doing. Because they ain't gonna give her. They ain't gonna put that belt on her anytime soon.
She pissed somebody off in the back bit time. I won't believe it.
She's a heart. What the fuck do you expect?
Why do you think she pissed somebody off? Because she doesn't have the belt?
Because she has a big mouth.
No, but I'm saying, y'all think she's being held back?
Yeah.
It's not that.
I do.
No, I mean, y'all keep putting everything on who has a belt. Doesn't look like that.
Come on now, Surfer. Answer this question. Last time, when was the last time Natty had that belt?
go back a decade.
2 years and
does she need the title? Yes,
I'll wait.
He had that title does around. She, so
does
wait.
Does she need to be champion? Yeah. Does she need to be champion? Yes or no?
It would be nice. It would be nice because she's a heart. The last time she had that damn belt is when Beth Phoenix was helped her get it.
Yep.
Okay, but
and that was what? 2003, 2004, somewhere around there.
Okay, but she's been champion more than once.
No, she hasn't.
I think
Natty
is established enough where she doesn't need the belt. I mean, there's so many. They got divas. I think she can roll without the belt.
Okay, so if we're functioning off that premise,
her pay or her time isn't based on whether or not she's champion or not. Mm.
Well, it's good for her to get some type of shine, I think, since she...
What do you mean shine? She's on TV every week.
And that's a good thing.
I mean, she's on...
That's the thing. She put herself out there again.
Right.
Surfer, homie, you're confusing me.
I'm confused what?
You're saying you want her to be seen more than you're saying she...
No, I'm saying she is being used. Her having the belt doesn't mean anything. It's not like because they put the belt on, that means they're holding her back.
Well, speaking of the divas, let me go over to you, Surfer, because you're Your fondest dream happened on Monday Night Raw. The best dream
of
I can ever have.
Of course,
because
of Divas. Of course, you were going to go there.
The best thing.
I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
The best thing.
I knew you were going
to
go there.
The best thing that happened to Surfer.
It's
happened.
Hard. Yes, they did.
The best thing that happened on Monday night. The best thing. Naomi teamed with Tamina, and Surfer went crazy.
My nipples was hard, man.
Oh, did you see her on SmackDown? Did you see her on SmackDown?
Oh, yes.
Oh, bless me.
Oh, God, yes. Yes.
Are they
gonna, that was lovely.
Are they going to take down the Bella
Oh, no. All I could think was, I want to give it to you. In yes. a family way.
Yes.
I'm going to pull a diva there. I can't believe this. I'm going to pull a diva there.
They all coming out in that leather and everything, looking all... stuff.
Can they take down the Bella conglomerate? That's what I want to know.
They got to. I mean, it's no point of them teaming up if they ain't there to bring down the Bellas. I mean, somebody got to do it.
I think with Tamina, kind of like the manager, like bodyguard, I think they could roll good with the belt for a while.
Yeah. I think they could too.
Now, you want to complain about somebody being champion? One of those two should be champion by now. Yeah. But they haven't.
Yeah, Naomi should be. She should have been that champion. And with Paige over in Tough Enough, we'll talk about that in a second.
Real quick, where's Naomi's partner at? What happened to her?
Tamina.
Man, the camera?
Y'all call Tamina Lady Diesel.
I don't want Tamina, but
Motor Oil.
Her tag partner. What happened to the tag partner? Oh, is she gone now?
A long time ago.
Yeah, they busted them up a long time ago.
I mean, they weren't...
But where is she? Is she Future Endeavor, or is she out of the company?
Yeah, she's been working.
Yeah, she's still on the roster.
I haven't seen her.
Mm-hmm. She's still on the roster.
She was a feud a couple weeks ago with... Was it Natty and...
It was Alicia Fox and, what's her face?
Natty, right?
I think it was Natty.
And she refereed and got involved.
Why'd they even drop Alicia Fox when they had, like, why'd they drop her push? For no reason.
Because she botches too doggone much.
Yeah, talking about Mr. Botchamania.
She can't work well. Yeah, she can't work well. I mean, well, of course, yeah, Will and I are both huge fans of good women wrestling. Like,
if you go back.
All right, if you say 1, 2, 3, Athena.
There you go. 1, 2, 3.
I said
it
first.
There you said it first. There you go. There you go. I talked to her last night on Facebook. Yes. Dolph Ziggler's been reportedly talking to the folks at Comedy Central with some ideas. Is that going to get him fired?
Why?
Dolph Ziggler. He's talking to the folks over at Comedy Central about some ideas about working with them.
Okay, listen. Wrestling doesn't mean you can't do anything else.
No, but it got Mickie James fired.
No.
Mickie James got fired because of relationships that she was establishing behind the scenes.
Exactly. Exactly. And they're being John Cena baby mama right now. What do you expect?
And Ziggler may be thinking, you know, he may be wanting to do the part-time thing and save his body.
Right.
Didn't they have a relationship with Comedy Central a few years back? They did a few shows or something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And WWE was reportedly mad and upset about that as well.
Who did the show where they like had a special?
Adult Swim.
What's that, Rex?
I said Hulk Hogan is all over Adult Swim. I mean, he's on Robot Chicken. He's on what's that show?
China, Illinois.
Yeah, Chicago, Illinois. Yeah, he's on that, and he's on something else.
Let's go into a few other things here. I read this earlier and I sort of kind of laughed. The Pope, D'Angelo De Niro, will be returning to the episode on TNA on the 22nd of this month. Did you guys?
Oh, the Pope's coming back, huh?
Yes, the Pope is coming back.
Is he joining the clan?
Stupidest name I've ever heard.
No, I don't think he's going to join the BDC. I don't think so.
No.
He'll be smart, but no.
No, I don't think he's going to join him either. It would be a smart move, though.
He's not.
Now that AJ Lee's gone, they should bring him in because he can talk. I like him.
Yeah,
he could have a little run in the WWE.
He can talk.
D'Angelo is coming back. Is that what y'all said?
Yeah, he's coming back. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Because he used to bang AJ Lee, right? Wasn't he with her before, back in the day?
You're talking about Jay
Lethal. Jay Lethal.
Yeah, Jay Lethal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's with ROH. He's a TV champion.
Yeah.
He's
been TV champ for a minute.
I was at the show where he won the title.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he's been TV champ since then. And that was actually the night before WrestleMania 30.
So he's had about a year now.
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know I knew he was there for a second. But that long?
Well, shit, no. Jay's about the same way because Jay lost that belt because he lost the injury and got it back. But Jay ain't been pinned in 2 years.
Mm.
Because the main event of that show that I went to was Jay Briscoe against Adam Cole in a ladder match. And it got really bloody and really, real fucking nasty. And, Briscoe won, of course. I mean, he held the belt.
All right, let's go. Oh, one more thing I want to say. If I can find it real quick, I lost my place. Jeff Hardy's going to be out of action for 2 to 3 months. Had to vacate the TNA Tag Team Championships. This fool went out on a motorcycle, got hurt, out 2 to 3 months. He's probably high on him. He was probably high when he was riding a motorcycle. He's probably high.
This stupid ass motherfucker.
Stupid.
How do you fall off a cage onto steps and shit and be all right, and then you drive a bike in your backyard and then you all fucked up? Like,
I was kind of thinking.
Sorry, how is that?
He's out here.
Knowing him, he was probably high as fuck. Decided to go back home, like he's in his backyard. And I saw it last night. He hit that second. He hit that dude and went off, got too high, and probably misjudged it and came down with his drunk ass.
I thought it was a work because TNA was saying they were going over on that China or Japan tour. Whatever it was, and I thought it was
he can't leave the country.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. This was going to be the war for him not to leave. And then the TNA trip got nixed, and then this news came. So, you know, that's what I thought. But then the whole TNA
that's
thing.
I feel like it's
so crazy. Still got the ankle bracelet. He still got the ankle bracelet on his leg. He can't go nowhere still.
Yep.
Nope. He can't. He's on probation. They ain't gonna let him, but he ain't going no damn where.
He ain't going nowhere no time
He's
soon.
He's been on probation for a damn long time.
He wrestles with the ankle bracelet on. He goes outside the ring and shit starts blinking. Probation officers run to the ring. Yeah, that shit.
Okay. Let me ask this question. I'm gonna say one word. Dollhouse.
Yeah.
Oh.
What about the dollhouse?
Oh. Without Kevin Terrell, yeah, okay, we're good.
Other than that,
yes.
Surfer, what do you think of the dollhouse, Surfer? What's your opinion, sir? Let me get your professional opinion, Surfer.
I find the dollhouse to be very stimulating. I've been having a craving for jawbreakers lately. I mean, I really don't know
why. What
it is. I just feel something. It's inside of me. It just makes me. I'm liking this team. I mean, like, I just need two teams to come together, and then I will have seen everything.
And the thing that kills me about the dollhouse, A, you bodyguarding that stupid, dumb as a box of rocks, Tanner Terrell, when you have both these ladies who are so accomplished.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, boy, boy. Me and him.
They are so accomplished.
Me and him is my homegirl.
They are so accomplished. They are more accomplished in this sport than the woman she's protecting.
Yeah, but yeah.
And actually, they're—I bet you they're both of them have more accomplishments than most of the women in that damn division. except for Gail Kim and Kong.
Right.
Other than that,
wait, Miriam is in the dollhouse, right?
Yes, Miriam's in dollhouse.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have Destination America in New Orleans or Louisiana, for that matter.
We have it.
Wait. You don't have an American network.
He goes, sir.
Oh shit, here we go. Shoot half that shit over here. They probably shoot Killing Swamp Monsters, Redneck Blood, Dying in the Swamp, Creatures Found Unknown, that whatever. Yes,
I'm telling you, Marty Bell.
No, we don't have that channel here.
What cable company you got?
We have Cox Cable.
Okay.
Maybe it's the cable company. It's not the, you know, it's not. Because it's on files.
Yeah. It's on Xfinity, too.
That's on Time Warner.
Yeah. Marty Bell, if you don't know, did a lot of her stuff in WSU. She's a former spirit champion. Been in the ring with some of the best. Been in the ring with Khan. Been in the ring with Jessica Havoc.
That's actually one of my homegirls too.
Okay. And then Mia Yim, if you don't know Mia Yim, started her career down in Texas, down at Anarchy Championship Wrestling, was Athena's nemesis there, still is Athena's nemesis in the way over in AIW. She was your Shine Tag Team Champion, and she was your Shine Heavyweight Champion before she dropped the title. Before she dropped the title to Damn Santana Garrett and moved on to Impact. And I'm gonna say this,
what is Santana Garrett doing right now?
I'm gonna say this right now, before I close the show. Fuck Santana Garrett. There you go. I said it. Oh, I'll say it again. Fuck Santana Garrett. Six damn titles.
That's all you had to say.
Six damn titles. She don't deserve one.
Damn. Should we get into it like we did last night on them?
We'll do it later, but fuck Santana Garrett. Get on over now. GWF Global Force Wrestling roster was released. Gonna go over a few names here. PJ Black, who we all know is Justin Gabriel, Davey Boy Smith Jr., Doc Gallows, Carl Anderson,
the BC.
Killer Elite. Moose is there. Killer Elite Squad is there. Yep, Chris Masters is there. Leo Tappa.
Why the fuck they decided to put his little sorry ass in there?
Chris Masters.
Yeah, he's in it.
Is he still all big rolled out in there?
Yeah, he's in there.
Chris Masters.
Chris Masters is there. Moose is there. Leo Tappa is the one I question the most. She don't need to be there.
What is she doing there?
I don't know, but she sucks. But I'm glad to see.
What is she doing there? I don't know, but she sucks. And why is she there?
Where are we talking about? What federation?
Global Force Wrestling.
Oh, okay.
Jeff Jarrett's project.
That's Jeff Jarrett's company.
Right, I know what it is. But,
And I'm glad to see Thea Trinidad making a comeback. I'm glad it's here.
Because she's cool as hell.
Yeah, I thought she got kind of robbed when she was in Impact.
I've done a show with her, and she was cool as hell.
Okay.
She was, like, probably one of the coolest people on the whole fucking show.
I thought she got robbed when she was in Impact. I really did.
What, in TNA?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when is this first GWF? When is this happening?
I don't have I don't see a date for an open event for them yet. If anybody knows it, please post it in the chat, because I haven't seen an open event for those guys yet. But I know they also reached out to Roderick Strong. They've also reached out to Team 3D, and they've reached out to Shelton Benjamin.
Well, if the Killer Elite Squad's going, you know Shelton Benjamin's going to be right behind him.
I think so too. There was some rumor saying Eric Bischoff was going to go over there too, but Jeff Jarrett shot that down quick and said no.
Yeah, I was.
Those two never got along a long time ago anyway.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I was going to talk about that on my show, and then I was like, man, no,
this whole tough enough thing. Sorry, Mika John. It's always bogus. Right. They don't just pick people off the street to.
No, no, and you shouldn't expect it that. It's all going to be indie wrestlers. Tough Enough 2015, Chris Jericho is going to be your host. You're going to have Hulk Hogan, Daniel Bryan with Paige joining him. Your trainers are going to be Booker T, Billy Gunn.
It just showed Funaki. And on one of these commercials for Tough Enough.
And Lita. She's going to be there.
Lita's coming too?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's not a bad training staff, actually.
Mm-mm. And Daniel Bryan, did you say Daniel Bryan?
We know the trolls. The troll is going to be sitting there with Hogan trying to show people, tell people how to do it.
That motherfucker ain't going to do nothing but enforce the guarantee and leave. God, don't get me started on Daniel Bryan. I don't know who I have.
Oh, what the fuck? El Generico got too excited and broke his arm.
Is Jericho going to be a good host?
No.
Not Chris Jericho. El Generico.
Oh. No, I'm saying
he's supposed to be anything?
El Generico got too excited and he broke his arm.
Yes, he did. You see, if you watched him come out on SmackDown on Raw, mm-hmm. you see where he did it.
Yeah.
On the steps.
Yep, on the steps.
Yeah, he did that to his shoulder before the match even started.
Yeah. But that DDT through the ropes was smooth as hell, though. I came in front on that one. That was sweet.
Dixie Carter has already stated that she does not want TNA contracted wrestlers competing in Global Force Wrestling, which is really a mute point, because how many people she got a contract? 10?
Of course. She don't want to do anything to do with Jeff, because she thinks it's going to happen the same way that Jeff left them and left them high and dry. Mm-hmm. She's going to do he's going to do the same thing to them again. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to end up running back to TNA, which it's not going to last too long because Destination America don't want them anymore.
Nope.
Yes.
You guys remember JTG from Crime Time?
Yes.
He wrote a book.
How could
Lady Gaga?
I heard his book was good too.
Yeah, he released his book. Came out on Wednesday. You get on Amazon for $2.99.
Did he talk about how much he loves Lady Gaga?
Nope.
I heard no.
I heard no.
No, for real shit. I heard that book was good.
Yeah, I heard no.
Yeah,
he was saying that he was in. He thought him and Shad was in running for those tag team titles at one point.
They were.
Mm-hmm.
They should have been.
They should have been at least.
And second season of Lucha Underground have already been pretty much a sure thing. They're trying to work out a deals with Televisa and Univision, one over in Mexico here in the States. If those deals go through, it will be an awesome thing. But if they don't go through, if they flop, they're going to be going through some cutbacks because of the cost of running that show.
So they're going to pull it off.
I think they will.
If Conan has anything to do with it, he's going to go down to Mexico and tell the boys to sign that shit.
Yeah. Easy. Easy.
Now, what's going on with Ray? I haven't heard anything about Ray since that guy got killed.
Have you not heard from Ray since the accident? I haven't heard anything
from Ray.
A racist
accident?
No, have you heard from Ray? Have you heard from Ray
since the accident? He's been, like, undercover. He's, like, one low-key.
Yeah.
Is there a lawsuit?
Last I heard was a month and a half ago. They were investigating the whole thing, but I don't know how far it went. But I haven't heard or seen Ray since then.
No, last night he was downtown. He was downtown last night.
What are they investigating? What is a racist accident?
Mm-mm.
You were like, spit, oops, shit.
I mean.
Well, I thought Ray wanted to release so bad so he could do independent stuff, and he did one show, and he's like, that's it.
And that's the only show he did. I don't think he's done it anymore, has he?
That's it. And I mean, like, he was like, I want out so I can do all these independent shows. And now, what about Del Rio? Is he hurt or what's he doing?
Del Rio, is that what it is? I think his knee's screwed up, but no, I could be wrong because I saw him on ROH today. The last time they were here in San Antonio, he was here for the ROH, so. So I don't know who that was.
Apparently, Del Rio's knee needs operating, but he's still working.
Damn.
So I don't know.
He was just in Lucha Underground about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was on Lucha TV about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
He's still working, like, indies and shit, but apparently he needs some operation on his knee or some shit like that.
According to PW Insider, Velvet Sky will be returning back to TNA on a consistent, regular basis. I am so happy to hear that.
Oh, yeah, Velvet Sky showed her ass last night.
So happy to hear that.
She got the one above
Bullet Ray.
What do you mean by showed her ass? What do you mean by showed her ass by, like, showing out? Or showed her ass by taking off her pants and showing her ass?
Oh, no. Both, but no, she went out there and choked the hell out of Angelina Love yesterday with her own hair.
Yeah, do what you think. That'd be all right.
They need to bring the beautiful people back and have them go against the Dollhouse.
Ooh, that would be lovely.
I like that.
You know the Dollhouse would win, but
Jan Terrell's a weak point, though.
That's it.
She sucks. her and Alex Riley in the same boat. They both suck.
She showed her ass.
What do you guys thinking? You guys, it's the right, WWE's doing the right thing by having Kane being the quote-unquote star of the authority these past couple of weeks.
I'm sick of it myself.
What do you say, Brian? You sick of it?
I'm just kind of sick of Kane. I mean, it's kind of like him, between him and the Big Show, it's just like, I mean, they just keep serving it up like, I don't know, like McDonald's serves a Big Mac and nobody orders a damn thing anymore. It's like, I don't even know why these guys are still around. I get it, I guess, but they can work and they're trusted, but it's just too much. It's just too much of them.
Well, we ain't seen Big Show since he lost to, what's the name of the last pay-per-view, so.
Right.
I guess he's taking some
we'll
time
see
off.
Him. Don't worry. They're getting the secret sauce ready to put that bitch back out.
Hit her.
Would Seth Rollins be the champion if his dick didn't leak? If that shit didn't happen?
Whatever happened to the trophy he won? Did somebody destroy the trophy or did they just get rid of the trophy when he came out and tried to pose like Andre? Did they just get rid of that?
Yeah, they got rid of it. They have it. Okay. He has it, but they took it off TV.
Yeah.
And nobody ever busted it. They didn't do an angle with it. And you thought they were going to do an angle the way they kept presenting it. And yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the hell they do with him at times.
They were making a big deal of it. I thought they were going to make more of a big deal of it. But, oh well. It is what it is. Chris Sabin returned to ROH. I never liked Chris Sabin.
Wait. No. Chris Sabin was, I'm trying to think who he was supposed to work with when he returned to ROH. Yeah, I was thinking of taking Chris Sabin off my roster.
I don't even know who he is.
Book.
The Motor City, the sucky ass Motor City Machine Guns.
Yeah.
Him and Alex Shelley.
Yeah. The sorry
ones. No, Motor City Machine Guns had their moments. But I mean, that's pretty much all I could say.
One.
They had their moments.
They only had one to me.
They definitely had a moment at one point.
I mean, at one time for a good, what, 3-4 weeks? Other than that, they ain't done shit.
Oh, I was about to say seconds, but yeah, they had a moment.
What's this rumor, and Surfer, I'm going to address this to you if you're still with us. What's this rumor I'm hearing that they're going to take El Torito from Los Matadores and put him over with the Lucha Dragons? What's this rumor I'm hearing? Can you confirm that?
No, I don't read what's on the internet, and I can see that happening. I mean, the El Matadores aren't really a Lucha team, and El Torito, he's a luchador, so I mean, it's okay. I mean, maybe the two guys go back to being regular Puerto Ricans instead of bullfighters. Who knows?
We shall see. We shall see.
I mean, they
did they get rid of the little people, Hornswoggle and that other dude?
No, they ain't
the little guys.
Hornswoggle and El Torito, man.
They're gone.
No.
What's a good movie on Netflix?
Why are you trying to get rid of the fidgets?
Oh, you're the one. I call them little people. You're the one throwing that up.
I'm just asking you, what's a good movie on Netflix?
Sorry, I didn't call them a midget. I called them a fidget. It's a difference.
Okay.
Man, a fidget. All right. Okay. We had midget wrestling here last night, and they wanted to all be called midgets.
Really?
We called them a little person. The midget wrestlers. This dude. You all seen Puppet, right?
Mm-hmm.
You seen Puppet the midget wrestler? Yeah, man. He was like, call me a midget wrestler. That was it.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
He wanted to be called the midget wrestler.
Interesting.
That's unusual too. Because they normally take offense to stuff like that.
Yeah. No. He wanted. He was like very intent. This was last night on the West Bank, and yeah, that's Puppet and the whole crew. They were all like. Calls midget wrestlers.
A gay guy saying, call fags. Like, you know. Like words you're not supposed to say anymore.
Dancing in the street. Hey, what's up, guys? Call us faggots.
Yeah, we're dykes.
Billy Corgan joining TNA. Good thing or a bad thing from his short little work you've seen so far?
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all, I don't think.
Now, Rage posted a video today, and I don't know if that guy had anything to do with that, but I found that a little crazy, what MVP came out and said about when he was talking thugs and call us.
And if you believe anything Rage says, I got a brace to say.
No. The video. He posted the video. I mean, it was MVP in the ring, and he said, go ahead and... He said the thug. Did you guys know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I saw it last night. If you believe anything Rage tells you, you need to be smacked.
No, he just posted the video. I don't know. Oh, he didn't say much about it. I just saw the video, and I was like, that,
to
me, and I read like a comment that Phil, I mean, that is something that kids do not need to be seeing, or even us, I mean, at this point. I mean,
right.
You don't say that word on TV.
Right.
You just don't say that word.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I whoever told him to do that, that just blew my mind when I watched that little clip. I said, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, we don't need all that. This is 2015. We don't need all that.
No, not at all. It blew my mind. I mean, it really did when I watched that little clip. It was like, wow, that is freaking pushing the fucking bar big time.
That's why if it goes wrong, that's why Destination America's already taken. They're going to push their what's name back, even though it's the highest rated thing on their schedule. They will push it back because all that those replays done. See ya.
Is this the Smashing Pumpkin guy that booked this?
Yep.
That was him.
Well, shit. Show him the door. That's a fine. I mean, that's just not even. If me and my kid watch that show normally, we wouldn't watch it anymore after watching that. I mean, that was. And I don't watch the show, but I seen that little clip and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
You talk about burying your company even more. You know, that's not good.
Anyway, just read something very interesting in the Skype chat. I'll tell you guys about it later. My issue with the whole TNA thing, it's a sinking ship. When it's going to happen, I don't know. We've all talked about ways on how you could try to save it. I just don't see a way how you can save it.
But haven't we been saying this for years? Like, it keeps sinking and somebody keeps fucking giving it mouth to mouth?
Yeah.
Seriously, they've revived us. This is like Nine Lives, the cat. I mean, mm-hmm. It just, I don't even want to hear anymore until it's officially just gone. It just seems, doesn't it? I mean, do you guys agree? It just, it's going to sink, you know, for years. I mean, I can remember the night that Hogan debuted and they went head-to-head with Raw.
Yep.
A month or two later, it was going to sink. And just, it was, it just seems like it's always going to sink. It's always going to sink.
Yeah, they just need to go ahead and just end it all, get it over and done with.
Yeah.
And I heard, what's his name on Austin, Shane Douglason, he seems like he knows his shit somewhat. He said they've already put close to $500 million into this company.
Damn.
Damn.
I don't know what that much money. Shit.
Shane Douglas, for real?
I didn't know he even booked there.
Well, no, they said Shane does know. He knows the business. He's been in so damn long, he knows the business.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a lot more respect for him after listening to that two-parter. He really came clean on his drugs, just everything, and it was a lot of TNA stuff that Dixie just shot down.
He was definitely getting blitzed because, I mean, I definitely bumped into him on the indie scene, and he wasn't looking too good. Mm.
Like, he knew, but he knows to the exact figure. Paul Heyman owes him like $126,333.48. I mean, he's pretty well educated. He was a teacher or whatnot, so he seems to.
Yes, you are.
To know his shit.
Man.
But it would be good if TNA, I don't know, I think it's too late for him. But we've been saying this, so.
Yeah, we have been saying it for a while. I'm still trying. I don't know if it's going to work, but I'm trying to get Tony C to call in.
It's a new day. He needs to call in and give a promo. Get your ass on the line, TC. Come on.
Pastor Sadell said in the chat that Jarrett should go after Morrison.
I agree.
He'd be a good addition.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. I mean, he's doing. Don't get it twisted. He's doing damn good down the Lucha Underground. Uh-huh. But I think he'd be with the Killer Elite squad down out there. I think he's wants to go back to the big time and really show his ass. I mean, he's doing his thing down there, but he still needs bigger exposure because there's only a small market for the Lucha Underground right now.
Right. That question for GWF. Can Jeff Jarrett keep himself from not being the face of the company? So,
oh, God.
That's my question.
Is Russo involved?
No.
Okay. Because Russo would have his ass booked to win the title. Do they have a title? I mean, I don't even understand this GWF. I really don't.
I haven't seen a belt. I haven't seen them produce a belt yet.
And who was their big star or something? We were talking about it on the rant that they were going to have a big star. Who was the big star at the press conference? Did that come out?
I think it was it 8 Ball, not AJ, because AJ's doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who's their biggest star on the roster? Who was their biggest announced star? The Davey Boy's kid? Or who? It just seems like it's a bunch of, like Pastor said, a bunch of has-beens earlier. A
bunch of guys who failed, but if you get Roderick Strong, if you get Shelton Benjamin, Team 3D, you instantly go legit with those guys.
Well, you can go legit with the Killer Elite Squad in the Bullet Club right now, too.
Yeah.
Because internationally, those two are the hottest stables in wrestling overseas right now.
Mm-hmm.
But does Jarrett have enough? I just don't understand the schedule. Do these guys, are they going to leave paying jobs to go for some Vegas Glow Girls of Wrestling? I mean, this doesn't seem legit. He's filming in a fucking casino, isn't he?
I need some clarification, guys. Didn't ROH come out about 3 months ago and saying they were putting all their talent on the contract?
Yeah,
I heard that.
So, if they're putting them on a contract, how is GWF even able to talk to these guys?
Well, they said, from what I was reading yesterday, they're saying that everybody's contract that's coming up and that has not decided to renew with them, everybody that's coming up, their contracts is about to expire, that's who he's going after.
Mm.
Like, you're right, everybody else is under contract because the Briscoe brothers just signed a brand new contract.
Roderick Strong, his contract is coming up for renewal. Mm-hmm. That's why Jeff is trying to get him now. Because mm-hmm. once his if he talks to him before he decides to go ahead and resign, he can pluck him out. If not, he's under contract. He can't fuck with him.
Right.
And Ring of Honor tours, don't they? They tour. Because they come to Columbus a few times. This GWF, I just don't see how guys could. This seems like a bottom feeder, like a last resort for a talent making money.
No, if I'm not mistaken, Jeff Jarrett already has a contract with New Japan, All Japan, AAA, and a couple other ones that whoever's on his roster works for them all.
Oh, yeah. You said that last night.
Okay.
You said that last night. Okay.
Yeah. So they're going to get paid regardless. They're going to get their money. It doesn't mean...
They can work for three or four different promotions at once. That's what you're saying here.
Yeah.
That's
what Jeff is saying. I mean, he's global. He's going all around the world. If they're on his roster, if they want to go to New Japan and work, they can go to New Japan and work. It's going to be a sublease. They work for New Japan, and they work for global. So they're going
to
get paid.
So he's hiring, like, you hire a painter to come in your house and paint a room, and then you go on to the next place, like, basically, just independent-like kind of?
Either that, or it's going to sound like, you know how they got talent, the talent exchange? They just do it like that.
And
like I was saying last night, like say the Killer Elite Squad goes to ROH, and Red Dragon goes to New Japan,
right?
And the Bullet Club goes to All Japan, and they just go and they get paid. And if they're at the GWF show, whoever's going to be there, like say Tanahashi's going over, he's going to go wrestle at UWF. I mean GWF, and. Say, for instance, Roderick Strong, if he goes out to All Japan, everybody's getting paid.
Straight.
So they're kind of going old school, like territory, with the
exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Let me ask you this, Brian. Did you like it better during the territories or more WWE style?
Oh, I love the territories. It was incredible.
There you go.
I mean, it was incredible. You didn't have the internet to ruin things. One week you would see, you know, I was a big fan of Georgie. You would, you know, see Georgie Animal Steel show up. Mm-hmm. You would see Bruiser Brody show up. I mean, then they would, and you didn't realize when they lost a loser leaves town match, you really didn't realize they were just headed off to the next territory.
Right.
And their time was done there.
Mm-hmm.
I love the territories.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I did too. That's why I always say Rick. You know, I agree with Lee. When Lee came on the show and said Ric Flair did it right, Ric Flair truly did it right. Truly did it right.
I remember Ric Flair would be with Bosch one week. He would be in World Class the next week. He would be in Florida the next week. He would go over to Japan. It was good. And even WWF in 84 and 85, I mean, when you look at the results, I mean, Hogan was going over to Japan quite a bit, and so was the other guys. Hogan would tag team with Big John Studd over in Japan when he was the WWF champion. I mean, there's some crazy matches that took place that,
Yeah. Didn't he win the IWGP title when he had the belt? When Hogan had the belt in WWF, he went over there and won the IWGP title?
He went over there and wrestled because that's when the promo, when he threw the belt down and said, this belt doesn't mean anything. Is that what you're talking about? When he had the WWF belt?
Yeah, I'm saying
he won the IWGP in like 83, 82 or something like that.
Okay.
He won it before he came.
Okay.
Vern was fucking with him, and Vern didn't want him to go to Japan anymore. Then he wanted half of his Japan money. And that's kind of the big falling out there. And then,
but
the territories, it could never be recreated because the internet would ruin it. Like he's headed here, he's headed there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too much now with the internet. But I hope Jarrett, not to keep dwelling on this, but I hope they have a good solid game plan. And the benefit I'm giving them is this was supposed to start a while ago, and it seems like he's really trying to get his ducks in order before he launches this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is Jarrett's last run, I mean, as a promoter. I mean, he's not going to start anything else up after this.
Right.
Is Toby Keith with him on this? Wasn't that a rumor in the beginning?
Yeah.
No, yeah, Toby Keith is there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just hope they have a good rotation. I'm not sure if I'm going to watch a person, but for the wrestling fan, I know what it could mean to the business, and I just think it would be a tremendous opportunity if they do get a nice rotation from territory to territory. Now, which Underground, are they involved? They got their guys locked up, correct? Like Guerrero, he's there, correct?
I thought those guys were
I think so.
Yeah.
Because I heard a recent podcast with him. He was on Roddy Piper. Did anybody catch that by chance?
I didn't catch that one. But I normally
and he said, basically, Lucha Underground, we are never going to tour. We're never going to have a pay-per-view. It's kind of like weekly cliffhangers. The audience gets in for free. They got the fucking major money back of the guy from Survivor. Mm-hmm. But he said their more thing, they're completely different. They want people to be, you know, every week want to tune in to see what's going to happen next week. But he said that they will never tour and they will never have a pay-per-view. That's what Guerrero said on Pipe. That's the way they have it set up.
That's the soap opera thing that they're trying to do. It's just it's a Mexican soap opera, basically. That's exactly what it is.
That's what he basically said. He said it's like a Dallas Who Shot Jarrett cliffhanger type show.
Yeah, that's why they that's why they're trying to get the Mexico systems to sign on, because they'll eat it up.
I was just kind of shocked. Like they don't care about touring, they don't care about pay-per-view, and they let the audience for free every week. So they apparently have lots of fucking money backing this organization.
Sure they do.
To be doing what they're doing. They're looking for ratings, I take it, from the way you sounded. Just TV, normal TV show like soap opera ratings, like you're saying.
You get Univision.
I saw that.
You get Telemundo and Univision involved, man. You got both sides of the country behind you.
Yeah.
That's what he's trying to do.
Mm-hmm. You got both sides of the country behind you.
What's the guy's name? Mark? What's his name? That's backing this? The guy that did Survivor? Isn't that who this is?
I forgot his last name. I know who you're talking about, though.
Yeah, but the guy's sitting on just fucking major money, correct?
Yeah.
He created Survivor, and it's making, and it's rolling in hand over fist.
Right.
Amazing. Just amazing. Last talk before I want to finish up it, and then we'll go into some general talk. What the hell is Bob Backlund doing going crazy at Vern Gagne's eulogy? What is he doing?
I heard about that. He cut a heel promo at Vern's funeral. Does anybody know what he said?
No, I was looking for that. It was like Greg was talking, wasn't it?
The report I read didn't show what he said. So
Mean Gene gave an eulogy, then Mean Gene gave the floor to Greg Gagne, and while Greg Gagne was talking, that's when he fucking put a heel promo. It was like, seriously?
Really? On one of the greatest pioneers of all time in wrestling. One of the greatest pioneers ever. Oh, my goodness. Not classy at all.
I found a shot. Like, is it really true, or is this just a rumor? Or did this really happen?
I mean, from what I'm reading, it really happened from what I read.
That just is fucking ballsy. That's just... Please sit for the fucking funeral. Who cares who it is? And like, I'm about to cut a heel promo.
He cut a promo at Vern's wake. I don't believe that. That doesn't make any sense. Unless it it's a work. It wasn't a shoot as a work. Just for old time's sake.
Right.
But I don't, at a funeral like that, no. I Backlund's out of his mind.
Yeah, truly. All right, guys. Let's go ahead and... Let's go ahead and start wrapping things up here. Let me go over the quick network schedule. Then we'll get your final thoughts. Also go over final things in the chat. Live every Monday at 7 p.m. is That Awful Podcast. Please sure you check that out before Raw. After Raw, check out Freaks and Effing Geeks with Lee Champion and Rage every Monday at 11:15. Live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. is The Rant. Your friend Double A and Tony C didn't call in tonight. Damn you, Tony C. didn't call in tonight, but it's all good. Live every Wednesday at 9 p.m. is Turnbuckle Throwbacks. My man, Philly Phil. definitely check him out then. Every Thursday at 7 p.m., Mr. Rex Flex. Man, Rex is on with us right now. Thursday at 9 p.m., Rent and Wrestling. Definitely check that show out. Live every Saturday, it's the Wrestling Call-In Show, starring yours truly. Live every Sunday at 5 p.m., What Are You Reading? Comic Book Show with my man, Surfer. And new episode every week of the Lex Entertainment Experience Podcast. That is the show network lineup as we always run, so please check it out. All right, guys. Let's go around the room. Brother got to go to work in the morning. Let's go around the room, get some final thoughts and concerns. Surfer, if you're still with us, we'll start with you.
Yeah. We didn't get into no New Day talk tonight. I'm very disappointed.
We did talk about the New Day.
Okay. We didn't talk about the New Day at the New Day time, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's why Tony C didn't call in.
See, the only thing that I can say about the New Day, the only thing you can really ask, what's next for the New Day? What's next?
Time players.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Prime time players.
If they put Eric Rowan and what's name back together, then maybe.
Yeah.
I don't see it, but maybe.
But with the wire, but do the wire seat belts though? I mean, I guess.
Yeah, if they put all three of them back together again, and Bray goes with them. Yeah, I could see them putting the belt on him because he'd be their mouthpiece. But other than that, they really don't need it.
Mm-mm. I don't think so either. But there you go. What was next for the New Day? There you go. We brought him up. We'll make sure we get him at the right time next week, Tony, see that way you'll call it and join us. Brian, what you got, man?
I got they play the best of seven for a reason. And just tomorrow with the Mother's Day LeBron treat. LeBron could not have shot any fucking worse the other night. And I didn't know Kyrie had a foot injury either, so.
I didn't know that either.
So don't count out anybody until the series is ended.
I didn't know that either. Can't.
Yeah, I didn't know either. But it makes sense because his elevation was just horrible last night. And he had no touch, and he's usually great around the rim. He was looking like Noah shooting around the rim. It's going to be a series. We've had basically two shit games, and then last night Cleveland could not have shot any worse. And I give Rose credit. I mean, that was a hell of a shot at the end. But I think it's going to go seven. I really think it's going to go seven. Whether the outcome tomorrow, win or lose, it's going to go seven games.
That's what I think. I think that we win tomorrow. You guys win that next one in Cleveland. It's coming home for Chicago. So, yeah. We win tomorrow, 3-1. You guys win in Cleveland. That's 3-2. We take it in six.
Because just remember, LeBron was down quite to Boston when he was down with the Cavs back in the day. And they were down to San Antonio with the Heat. And until they're out of it, you can't. Because I haven't seen either team play completely good yet. Yeah. It ain't nothing like the Clippers and Spurs that game fucking seven. I don't see. Yeah. That was the best game I've seen in 10 years probably.
I don't think you've seen the best out of both teams either. I really don't think you have seen the best. You can't see the best out of Cleveland because Kevin Love is in there. But I still don't think you see.
Well, they're all banged up now. It's kind of horrible the way it is. And whoever they play in the next round, it's going to be a fucking cake wash.
Yeah.
Whether it's the Hawks or. But I don't see Golden State. I said that a while back. Everybody was on Golden State's bandwagon. They are not going to get past the Clippers. They will not get past the Clippers. There's just no way. They would have to shoot lights freaking out. To get by the Clippers.
I think the one thing that hurts the Clippers in all of this is the fact that they don't have a bench. They go too deep. You got Austin Rivers. You got Glenn Big Baby Davis. What other than that, that's about it. So I think that kind of hurts the Clippers because they only go seven deep.
I think size-wise is what why I'm giving them the edge over Golden State. Mm-hmm. I just think Golden State would have to, like I said,
If Golden State plays the Clippers in the Western Conference Finals, Klay Thompson and what's their name going to shoot their lights out. They will run the floor with them and shoot their lights out night long.
See, my thing with playoff basketball though, you can't live and die by the three.
And that's
the one thing that concerns me about Golden State. You've never really seen a straight three-point shooting team win a title. That's rare. That's really rare.
Especially a team that's never got past the first round.
Right.
It would be a major for Kerr to come in and take this team to the finals. I mean, wow. That would just be amazing.
I mean, the last time you saw it, and I think they got ended up drubbed in the finals, was the Orlando Magic.
Yeah, Nick Anderson and them shooting the rock all the time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't
win. That's happened to the Supersonics in the 90s. Mm-hmm. They was a great regular season team, but I think they got to the finals one time against the Bulls, and they would get bounced. I mean, Mutombo would beat them. I mean,
I was there.
It's just I don't see this team. I don't think they're built yet to go to the finals. I just don't see it.
I was there.
I have nothing against them. I'm just from watching basketball for a while. 1983, pretty steadily. I just don't see this team making it. I just don't see it.
I was there when they did it. Anytime you can take a Scottie Pippen and put him on Gary Payton like that and pretty much shut him out the series.
That's when the Clippers have two guys that will shut. I don't know how Chris Paul's health is, but they ain't going to get these shots off easy when they go against Clippers. It's not going to happen. And they got to get by the Houston first base. I mean, good guy. Houston, Dwight Howard. You're talking about a fucking Kevin Willis,
too. Dwight Sissy Boy?
Is that Kevin Willis for the Hawks?
I remember Kevin Willis. I remember him.
That's who Dwight Howard's always reminding me of. He's just kind of like, how is this guy a legit fucking... Anyways, I'm sorry. I keep going on about him.
He gets... I ain't trying to hate on Dwight. I ain't trying to catch your puppy, Dwight. I ain't trying to count your paper. I ain't trying to say that you... aren't a good player. I don't think he's great. I think he's good, but I don't think he's great.
That's why I call him Dwight Sissy Boy.
We shall see. Oh, Pastor Sadell said in the chat that June 12th is a tentative start date for Global Force.
June 12th?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay.
The tentative date. Of,
Global and what network? What network are they with? Did they say that?
No.
No, they haven't a TV deal yet.
Yeah, they don't have a TV deal yet.
Okay.
And I think Atlanta's going to win this round, but I don't think Atlanta stands a chance against the Bulls or the Cavs. I don't think they do.
No. Who played today? Did anybody play today?
Atlanta and Washington. I mean, Atlanta and Washington won, and Paul Pierce hit that 3-point just like what's his name did the other day last night.
Yeah.
And the Golden State series is what, 1-1?
I think it's 1.
No, it's 2-1.
Because Conley went off when he came back with the face mask.
Is it 3-1? It's 2-1.
2-1?
It's 2-1. 2-1 Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
Don't count out freaking Memphis either. Don't count Memphis out.
I like that. I like that backcourt of Memphis between Conley and Tony Allen. I like that backcourt. There's some rough.
Yeah, that backcourt. It's they got some boys back there. They can go.
Oh, Gasol and Zach. They got size that they like. I said, Golden State's got to shoot lights out this series and the next series to get to the finals.
Yeah,
like we were saying, it's mm-hmm. good. Back.
Call it in now 1-7. Speak up, Holly, if you hear me. What's up, man?
What's good?
Mr. Roman Reigns, Eva Marie fan. How you doing, dude?
Just give him a chance. I'm going to put that on the October chance. Here we go again.
Give him a chance.
That's his goal. That's his motto in life. Just give him a chance. That's his motto. So,
what's good, man? How's everybody?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
Who's on the line? I hear Big Tone. What's up, Big Tone?
What's going on, Randy? How's it going, buddy?
We got myself, we got Rex, and we got Brian.
Who? What was the last one?
We got Brian with us.
Oh, hey. What's good, everybody?
Hey, what's up?
It's gonna be interesting to see what they do on Payback. Real interesting. There's going to be a couple of swerves somewhere. I just hadn't found them yet. But we will find them. We'll see what happens, but we'll find them.
And it's a free pay-per-view, so, I mean, they're trying to get viewers, so I think they're going to come at us. I think it could be another surprising pay-per-view. They gave us one last month, so let's hope this is the same deal.
Oh, hell yeah. Hey, so let me, this is going to be another way to get Tony C to call in real quick. So, Randy, you think that Roman Reigns is going to win the Fatal 4-Way and be WWE champion?
No, not yet, man. We spoke about this. Not yet.
You didn't answer where I wanted you to. No.
Not yet.
Yes.
So you think Roman Reigns could beat Magnus, right?
Of course.
So he's got a better skill. You saying he has a better skill set than Magnus?
Listen,
he can talk better than Magnus.
10 times.
But they ain't no feet though, Big Tone.
EC3.
They ain't no
feet. Is better than Magnus.
Oh shit!
I don't know about that one.
I don't know about that one. I was just trying to get Tony C to call in when I said that. I don't mean nothing by it because I know better than that. But yeah. You just said EC3. Oh, damn, no. Oh, hell no.
Hey, remember what I said? Will.
Yes, go ahead.
You remember what I said? You said you took it down, you wrote it down and everything. EC3 will be champion by 2016.
People have dreams.
2016.
Who will be champion? Roman Reigns?
No, he said.
No, the EC3 is going to be TNA champ before the year is out.
Last time I saw EC3, he seemed like he could talk good. I mean, he would be a good mid-carder for the WWE if he came in with the Rich Boy gimmick. Is he still doing the Rich Boy gimmick?
He's this guy's nephew.
Okay. I mean, WWF or E, they need mid-carders bad. Fuck, they have no fucking buddy. No. I mean, everyone puts Wade Barrett down, but he's all they have that can pick the stick up and kind of talk.
The whole WWE is mid-card.
Well, you know what I'm saying. They just have nobody. That's why Samoa Joe, he can talk. People don't, you know, I think Samoa Joe would be a good mid-carder. I really do. I know Double A hates him for some reason, but I think Joe could have a feud like you guys were saying at the beginning. I think somebody said something with Rusev. He could. Joe can go.
I say Rhino. I'd love to see him and Rhino go at it.
Ryback, I mean, Rhino. They could get a few. They could get a year or two out of that fucker.
Yeah, mine is Rhino.
Yeah, that boy's doing shit.
I would love to see him go against Rhino. Love it.
Now, where's Rhino? See, with
he's
NXT?
He's in NXT.
He's in NXT.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
God damn, I thought I was from the South. Where are you from?
Where are you from, Randy?
I was going to explain why they were doing certain things to certain people, and you're like, Rhino is there, and
no,
Rhino,
but
Kendrick the, is there, too, and I'm like, damn, all right.
No, but the thing with Rhino...
I shoot my eyes.
But the thing with Rhino, you could tell they're using him to develop the NXT, the young people. He's more than like a trainer, not that as like a real, you know, part of the roster.
Mm.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. Gotcha. The deal is Kendrick and Rhino are in there to help the younger dudes get experience.
Yeah, you know, like Eva Marie, Brian Kendrick is helping her out.
Yeah.
There no leg up stretcher.
Oh man.
That's it right there. Sarah's little stretcher. Done.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, real quick before we roll out of here today, I will be running this. My girl Athena won today. She advanced to the semifinals at a WSU Spirit title tournament. She beat Nia with the O-Face. Yeah, there we go.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, my girl Athena won?
Don't you dare disrespect Athena. Don't you dare.
I said my girl Athena won.
Randy being disrespectful. That's about some Whoopi Goldberg.
No, I thought you said that she defeated Whoopi Goldberg.
No, she defeated Nia.
Oh.
Nia in the finals?
Yeah, in the semifinals, WSU Spirit Tournament, go Athena.
WSU show. Me and my homie were talking about that. We're actually going to watch that.
And we have I don't understand this. The Fisto dropped the title to Cherry Bomb. Don't understand that, but it is what it is.
What? That makes no sense. Nope. Why would Fisto drop the title?
Nope.
It don't make no sense.
Nope.
No, especially, I mean, no disrespect to Cherry Bomb, but damn, like, no, LaFisto should have held on to that shit.
Yep. She was your champion for almost a year? Almost a year. Mm-hmm. Almost a year. She would have been a year soon. All right. Pastor Zilla said Bray is upper mid-card, right? Is Bray upper mid-card?
Bray the people. Yeah, he just fought Taker.
Yeah, Bray would have to be. Mid-card. Everybody is mid-card. It's just whether you're lower.
Bray should have a stable like Kevin Sullivan. He's the perfect opportunity to have a stable, wrestler stable, and I think there's a few guys that need to be in his
table, like Kevin Sullivan, like when I went to like
the wife and coming back. Well, just kind of a mix. I think he could have a mix of guys. Cesaro could be in his camp. A few guys.
That's a good idea, Brian. I never thought about putting Bray as a Kevin Sullivan type figure.
Yeah, the wife and coming back, which I don't want that because I think Luke Harper. It's so much better, you know, Brody Lee.
But
so much better than both of them.
But you're killing Eric Rowan, though.
Yeah, care less about them too. But I think Luke Harper could be such a good, like, big monster heel type.
Wait, how do you say you care less and then you think he would be great?
No, I'm talking about like
he would be good with Heyman.
No, I said I could care less about the other way, Rowan and. And what's his name? And Bray Wyatt. I think Luke Harper is so much better.
Yeah, but who's going to talk for him?
Right.
Yeah, see, you need Bray on the mic. And Rowan does have something. I mean, they wouldn't just grab this random indie dude.
Rowan's like the Barbarian. He's got to have a stick guy.
Yeah, I guess.
Or who's not Barbarian? Well, Warlord. Like Warlord. He's like the Warlord. Remember the Warlord?
Yep. I love Warlord.
Warlord and Barbarian.
I love the Powers of Pain back in the day.
Yep.
Yeah, no, well, like, he's a stick guy. They could do like what they did with Kane at the beginning. Have him like not talk and shit. And just beat people up.
Beat people up.
You know, mess people up and shit. He got the
normal,
height.
He just did normal WWE style and have Eric Rowan be Kane's nephew. So he's like,
Let's talk about one more thing real quick before we roll out. Bo Dallas.
I was gonna say Bo Dallas needs to hook up with his brother, and they need to start mesmerizing people. They need to get Bray Wyatt and Bo Dallas together, and they both get really creepy, and they beat the Ascension, and they suck the souls out of their mouths, and the Ascension turn to skeletons.
Yeah, and we don't see them ever again.
Yeah, exactly. That's
sounds like a good idea to me. I hate
that. Yeah, that sounds perfect to me.
I hate the Ascension.
That's what I'm saying. That's what needs to go down.
Yeah.
But that was, when you talk about overrated, that they should be in the top of the, like, in the top of all.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Have Monday night.
I mean, they don't have one fucking manager right now. They don't have no managers. That's just just blows my mind. Heyman, he's kind of just a fucking Brock talker.
You know what, though? I agree with you that we need to bring that back, but I don't think WWE wants to pay for it.
Besides, if Brock Lesnar, the last person that had a manager was Jack Swagger, and haven't seen him in a while. Zeb Coulter?
So, yeah, what happened to Zeb? He got hurt, and he was good. He could talk. He did good for Swagger.
Yeah, I mean,
Dirty Dutch can always talk.
Like, you got Dutch at your disposal. You got Teddy Long. I mean, you have people who could be great managers.
I mean, and they have none. And that was the success of the WWF. It was WWE. They need a few fucking managers. I just don't understand why they don't have managers or valets.
In a sense, you can sort of kind of use you can kind of use that argument that could have put them over WCW back in the day, was that their managers were a lot more successful.
I don't know if you have read, it was a little while back, they were talking about how they don't want to, like when they were talking about how they want to cut, like, you know, they don't want to pay too much money, and they said that, like, getting managers, it's costing them money. And that's one of the things they're going to start cutting, like managers. You remember when they cut the pyros for a while? Like, when they had pyros?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that was part of it, too.
I mean, that's kind of how they look at it now, still. It's like, back in the day, it was like the manager would help to put you over. And now it's like...
Yeah, some people...
If the manager isn't, like getting crowd attention, then they'll just push the manager to the side.
Right.
Because that's less money for them to pay.
Yeah, you've had more money.
Consider Tamina more of a manager or a tag team for Naomi?
Tag team.
Bodyguard tag. Like, I think she's gonna like play the bodyguard gimmick also somewhat.
Yeah.
Bodyguard that, yeah.
Yeah.
Do any of y'all see her going in ring?
Yeah. When needed.
Yeah, when needed.
She's gonna play the Kevin Nash to Shawn Michaels role.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, we already know that. Yeah, that's clear. So.
And back to the man. Everyone, when Heyman came out,
that's a great
promo. Everybody goes crazy when Heyman cuts a promo. All the greatest. No, it's because there's no fucking buddy else that cuts a promo that's a manager.
Right.
I mean, Heyman, to me, was a better manager in WCW, AWA. I mean, with the Stables.
Yeah,
I mean, the only guy he's ever really got over is Brock. CM Punk didn't need an ass. I mean, just... But he's the only one that we hear. I mean, for people to say that he's the greatest manager ever, apparently people have never seen Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Bobby,
you know, you could give a fucking broomstick to Bobby Heenan, and Bobby Heenan would sell it.
I don't know, because Jim Cornette is close.
Jimmy will tell you. Jimmy and James J. Dillon will tell you. Bobby Heenan's better than them any day of the week.
I'm just saying they're close.
Wait.
Bobby
no,
Heenan's
no,
first.
No,
I said,
no,
Heenan,
friends to Jim Cornette.
Jimmy has already said. No, but Jimmy's already said he loves him and J.J. Dillon both. Because he said it on The Experience. He's like, I appreciate everybody saying I'm the top manager, but no. If everybody wants to go that right, Bobby the Brain Heenan is one. Me and J.J. are somewhere way below him.
It's,
Bobby
yeah,
Heenan
yeah,
is the greatest manager, period.
J.J. Cornette, like, that's the lineup.
I didn't hear the guy's name very well. The one that just talked about the Paul Heyman.
Brian.
Okay,
Mr.
Brian.
X.
I said, Mr. X. Okay.
Yeah.
I said something similar how Paul Heyman, like, he's the only manager there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same promo over and over and over. And
over and over.
People, there's people here that buzz nuts. Oh, my God, he's the greatest ever in the world. He's God. And this, I'm like, if you listen to the same shit, just like Bray Wyatt, that's why I got sick and tired of him quick. And I got shit for that because I said, it's the same promo.
No, Heyman's good. I'm not going to take shit.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's what I said. No, that's what
but
I said. The guy
like
is
the
good.
Only hot chick at the bar. It's like the only hot chick at the bar. We
right.
have nothing else
exactly.
to do.
Right.
No, I know exactly. I know exactly what you're saying, my dude. I said the same thing on my show this week. I said, like, Bray Wyatt and Heyman, they both can cut fantastic promos, but when they have no direction, it's pretty much pointless. Like, it's
yeah.
it sounds mm-hmm. all right, but it's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Passes to death.
And it's the same promo for every, like, he fights John Cena, same promo. Fights Randy Orton, same promo. Fights Ryback, same promo. And you're like, come on, man.
Pastor Sadell says we don't have any love for Jimmy Hart or Mr. Fuji.
Oh no, Jimmy Hart's up in there. Yeah, Jimmy Hart, Mr. Fuji, Slick, of course.
Great mid-card managers.
Every single fucking manager during the time that he watched wrestling, because I know that Pastor Sadell's wrestling habits. I'll list every manager the Pastor Sadell likes.
Let me ask you guys this. This is also a question for Pastor Sadell. Would Lana be considered a manager, or is she a glorified valet?
She's a glorified valet. She's a glorified piece of ass.